We're discussing Hashgacha Pratis, individual divine providence. Last week we mentioned that some of the Rishonim discuss the question of Hashgacha Pratis in the context of the Psukim that talk about the mitzvah to take things into your own hands, the mitzvah to be safe, for example, the mitzvah of building a fence around the house, which some of Farshim understand to mean that you have some influence over yours or other people's fate. If you build the fence, he'll live, and if not, he'll die. Consider the Rambam's comments about this also. Rambam is in Shmona Prakim, Parakhes. The Rambam is writing primarily, he's coming to refute, to reject the very deterministic, very fatalistic attitude of some people that everything is predetermined, everything is preordained, astrological determinants or others, and nothing a person does makes a difference. The Rambam felt this was a pernicious belief for Judaism. He emphasizes over and over and over that, no, it does make a difference if a person is in mitzvahs, a person can do what he wants. He has bechira, rei nasat l'fenachayom, sechayim esamaves, and so on. And one of the Rambam's proofs, he says, is if it were really true that everything were preordained, everything were predetermined, it would make no sense. Everything a person does, not just mitzvahs, any limud, vaslamdus, vachanus, teaching, training, preparations for things, all of it would be batal. And that is patently absurd. And one of the proofs he mentioned, he says, Pulas Adam, Kula Masuras Lo, Yirtza Yasem, Lo Yirtza Lo Yasem, everything is up to you. Bilti Hechrach, nothing forces you. And one of his proofs, he says, is Chayav Gamken Achanas Kulam. The Torah requires you to take precautions, to anticipate things, and take steps to forestall the bad. The Torah clearly indicates that not everything is preordained, that you can determine what will happen. Pen yamas b'melchama, going home from a war, not staying in a war, meaning that if you go home, you'll live. As we discussed from the Rashbash, if you stay in the war, you are more likely to die. And so on and so forth. And he says, now it is true, he says, Chazal do say, kol b'dei shamayim chut mi yerei shamayim. Also true, he says. But that means something very different from what people sometimes think it means. He says, kol b'dei shamayim chut mi yerei shamayim means anything which is within a person's free will, the scope of the free activity of his is not determined. Hakol b'dei shamayim chut mi yerei shamayim means things which are completely out of his control. The examples he gives are inyanim hativiyim, natural events, asher ein bechira la'adam behem, whether he'll be tall or short. And today we can mess around with genetic engineering, but back then certainly that was not within human control. Red as a matter, you know, planes with seeding the clouds and all that, Awatira, Hefsid Ha'avir, Zakuso. These types of things which are not, you know, part of the natural world, man has no influence, that's what Chazal mean, Hakol B'dei Shamayim. Anything which has to do with human endeavor, and that is the sphere in which you do mitzvahs and averus, Hakol Chut Mi Yerei Shamayim. Yerei Shamayim is a way of saying a person's actions, things he does, things which are up to him, those are in his control. Hakol B'dei Shamayim is things like the weather, which is a kind of the quintessential example of something which is not in a person's control. The Rambam gives one, among his other various proofs and arguments that he brings in discussing this topic, he brings one rather provocative one. He says, people sometimes think that everything is predetermined, for example, zivug, shidduchim, who a person marries. He says, bilti emes, it's not true, he says. If there's a woman to whom it is, to whom you are mutter, to you're allowed to marry, then it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah peri verivya. If the woman is asura to you, it's an avera. Hashem is not gozer mitzvah and avera, so there is no predetermination about who a person marries. The idea that we normally call bashert, Rambam says, is wrong. Rav Yaakov Emden picks this up. Rav Yaakov Emden in a ha'ara on the bottom says, ein zeh klum, strong words against the Rambam, ein zeh klum. Certainly there is. He brings the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the idea that we know that 40 days before a person is born, 40 days before Yetzirus Havlad, Abaskol says, Bas Ploni L'Ploni, and he brings the Gemara that says, the Gemara that talks about, it says you're allowed to get married, you're allowed to do Erusin at certain times where it should normally be Asur, because Shem Yikon Menu Acher, Barachamim, that he tries to explain in Rav Emden that there is Gzera, there is some sense of predetermination, but it's not set in stone, it's up to you to do the mitzvah. Hashem says, if you want to do the mitzvah, if you want to marry appropriately, then Hashem will be Gozer, Hashem will help you, Mashgiach, you get someone appropriate, and so on and so forth. But to say that there's no gzera, the gzera is only with regard to the weather, and the gzera has nothing to do with things with things in which human activity is involved, that is a bridge apparently a little bit too far, a lot too far, for Rav Yaakov Emden to swallow. Sorry for the mixed metaphor.